How do you feel about other people's success? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Have you ever seen someone who is living outside of God's will, but they're succeeding? This can be a little bit frustrating when you feel like you're doing all the right things, but you yourself are not getting anywhere near where they are. Well, that's what we'll be talking about in today's Devo. It's called Psalm 73, Worth It, Part 2, by Luke Ising. We can ask God hard questions. In Psalm 73, Asaph's question to God is basically, why are the wicked so successful, while people like me, who follow God, experience so many hardships? Asaph finds his answer as he goes into God's sanctuary, and God opens his eyes to three things. First, success is fleeting. Second, God is with his people on earth, holding our hand. And third, God leads his people to a glorious destiny. We find a potent example of the emptiness of worldly success in the life of Howard Hughes, one of the most successful people in American history. He was wealthy and good-looking. He inherited a family fortune, invented airplanes and flew them, produced movies, owned huge amounts of real estate, dated famous actresses, and golfed alongside professionals. But earthly success did not bring peace. Hughes survived multiple plane crashes that resulted in head injuries. In his later years, he would sit naked watching the same movie over and over again. He died sick and addicted to drugs. Even as we recognize that Howard Hughes' legacy has shown he acted selfishly and took advantage of others, we can also have compassion for him. It seems he didn't know the peace of having God hold his hand. I knew a man named Pastor Brummel who loved Jesus. As he grew older, his body wore out and he could barely walk. Then, over time, his mind grew weak, and he began to tell the same stories over and over. Eventually, all he could do was sing, "Jesus loves me," and smile at people. He died happy. No earthly success is a good trade for the love of Jesus and the promise of eternal life with him. We can spend lots of dreams and time on what we want or what we want to be known for, but a relationship with God is the only thing worth living for. Consider what Jim Elliot, a missionary, wrote in his journal before he was killed by the very people he was trying to share the good news of Jesus with. "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose." So let's talk about this a little bit more together. When we see the success of people who don't follow Jesus, we can easily become bitter. How can remembering the good news of Jesus give us perspective and hope? As you and I can read in Psalm 73, verses 25 through 26, "Whom have I in heaven but you? I desire you more than anything on earth. My health may fail and my spirit may grow weak, but God remains the strength of my heart. He is mine forever." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Psalm 73, 11 through 28, and 2 Corinthians 4, 16 through 18, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you have an Instagram, and do you want some more Unlocked content? Well, I encourage you to give us a follow at Unlocked Devo on Instagram. I'd love to connect with you. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotion, which is a poem with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.